Hello and welcome to the Bolton's Bites podcast. I'm Mike, the Bolton behind Bolton's Bites, and I have an interesting topic to talk about today. Of course, on this podcast, I talk about many other things other than just food. You know, I'm not a one-dimensional person who just eats and does nothing else, although some would argue that that is how I spend most of my time, and I mean, they wouldn't be too far off from the truth. But yeah, today I want to talk about something that actually is more food related, and more than anything kind of related to food bloggers specifically. So one thing that I've kind of always stuck to with Bolton's Bites is I don't really post a picture of food unless it was good, unless I actually enjoyed it. So I just actually was like, you know, scrolling through Instagram, and I see one of these posts where someone has taken a beautiful picture of food. The food looks great, but then when you read the review, this person has given the food a negative review. And I come back to the fact that the food looks great. So they have clearly taken time to get a good photo, you know, do some great editing. They've used an excellent camera, and the photo looks great, and they have now featured it on their page. Well, like, this isn't, Instagram is not Yelp. There's a bit of a difference. Like, would I leave a bad Yelp review or a bad Google review? Yeah, I might. But on Instagram, I only feature pretty much the best of the best. I only feature stuff that I really enjoyed. So you can pretty much bank on the fact that if you see something on my page, it is Bolton's Bites approved. There is no sifting through the posts to see, there's a photo here, but he said he didn't like the place. Like, you could pretty much just go through my photos, and even if, like, there's gonna be certain stuff that you just don't like. You know, maybe you don't like pho. Of course, I try and limit my pho posts. I try and keep my pho mostly to my Insta story because I eat it so frequently. But, you know, there's going to be certain food that you don't like for sure. And that's just maybe something that you don't want to check out. Fine, no problem. But one thing you can guarantee is that if I have posted it, it's good food. It's good food in terms of what I would consider to be good food. I like a lot of comfort food, I would say. I'm not the most picky of eaters. I'm definitely not like a food snob. I have a very broad palate, I would say. You know, I like everything from steak tartare to just a regular old like beef burger to a bowl of pho to, you know, some Japanese food to some Chinese food, pizza, like everything under the sun. When I was a kid, I didn't like quiche for some reason. I was also very particular about how my scrambled eggs had to be cooked. But yeah, you can throw all of that out the window now. Like, I will pretty much try anything, and I like most food. But again, I come back to what my major point was. Like, if you didn't like it, why take the time to edit this beautiful photo and make it appear like, you know, you've put time and care into the photo to then feature the restaurant? So, like, but then it's just also like, it's just negative publicity. Like, save it for Yelp. That's just like, that's just my thoughts on it. They are two different platforms, and every platform sort of has its way of doing things. Instagram is for featuring stuff. Instagram is like, especially for food, it should be for featuring the best of the best, stuff that you enjoyed. That's what Instagram is about for me. Again, if you are a person that likes to leave negative Instagram reviews, but with beautiful pictures, you know, more power to you. You can do what you want. I'm just saying, it's not really my philosophy that I have with Bolton's Bites. So I just wanted to give you guys some insight on that. On another note, it's Friday night and we are fast approaching the Kensington Market food crawl that myself and My Ottawa Life have organized in partnership with foodcrawls.ca. That's the Instagram page, foodcrawls.ca. You guys can check it out. But that is coming up so quick. And let me tell you, it's been a really interesting ride putting all of this together. We definitely learned a lot, but we are super excited for the event and can't wait to see all of you there who have already purchased tickets. It's going to be a great time. 5 restaurants, all serving up some very interesting food for you guys to try. So I'm super excited. To be honest, I haven't actually even been to an event that is exactly like what we are putting together here. The concept is basically that of a pub crawl, but with food. And we also should be having some beverages along the way too, which just, of course, makes it even better. So that's about it for me tonight. But stay tuned for the next episode. And can't wait to see you guys in Kensington Market. Have a great night. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.